Well, today we're visiting with Sarah Slater from Audubon County Tourism. They've got kind of a fun little event for folks to take advantage of here this weekend. If you're looking to get out and maybe see a few sights and pick up a few deals, you got a chance to get out with them on their winter retail road trip. Sarah, how are you this morning?
Good. We're super excited, and we have a fun retail road trip that people can get on.
Okay. Where'd you come up with this idea?
We had some of our local businesses, right after Christmas, January, February, March is kind of a slower time for retailers. And we thought it would be a fun way to help kind of promote some tourism in the region and also help out the businesses and restaurants along the way.
Well, absolutely. So it was kind of a conglomeration. You guys are in charge of helping out these folks, and these folks asked for a little bit of assistance this time of the year?
Yeah, and so we just thought, we can help assist with that, and we've kind of put together, and we came up with a winter retail road trip.
All right, very good. Well, let's have a little fun with this now, because it is a road trip. You're going to experience a few things in a few different communities here around the area. How did you choose the different locations?
We focused on the four communities, and it was solely based on our goal is and hope that if you're participating in the road trip, you go to all four communities.
Okay.
And so it's just a really nice loop. You can jump on at any point and get all to all four of them just as quickly.
All right. Now, you've got Audubon, you've got Exira, you've got Elkhorn, and you've got Manning listed on there. So
yes.
You're trying to circle the area.
Yeah, and obviously we're going to focus on the shopping, but there's fantastic restaurants in all of those communities. There's art, and there's other tourism activities that you could do while you're there, too.
Yeah, so fill up the card, make a day of it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, talk about some of the places that you've chosen.
Well, we have 12 that are listed, and so you can go in, and they're offering 25% off one item. There might be some exclusions. You're just going to have to go and see. But we have Molly's here in Audubon, Present Company, Bakery on Broadway, and they have a pop-up with Smudge. They have Quilts and Things of Audubon, Iowa. She's a new quilt shop here in town. We have Vintage Pearl and Apparel. She's going to be in Hamlin. Farmhouse Fashions, also a new store in Exira. Studio Samantha is also in Exira. And then we go over to Elkhorn. We have Danish Windmill, The Nest Egg, and Log Cabin Quilting. And then when you head up the road to Manning, the Marketplace and Christina's Flowers are participating.
All right, very good. Well, you know, up front I mentioned Audubon, Exira, Elkhorn, and Manning. You slipped an extra one in there. You got Hamlin in there, too.
Well, we thought we could get one more in there.
Perfect. Well, the folks in Hamlin appreciate a stop over there as well. Can you talk a little bit about some of these? Some of them are pretty obvious. Bakery on Broadway, I can pretty much figure that one out. But can you talk about some of the things that some of these folks feature in their stores?
A lot of them have home goods. A lot of them have boutique clothing, mostly focused on women. But some of them do carry children's things. And there, you might find some items for men, too. So it's just a little bit of everything. The quilt shops, both obviously, a lot of the more of the hobbies, and if you're a big fan of quilting and projects. But all the stores would have home decor and different things. If you want to spruce up your house really quick, you can kind of find a new item for spring, kind of getting you in the mood for the weather change.
Well, and it's never too early to start shopping for gifts for folks who are looking for things for perhaps graduations, perhaps birthdays, even for the holidays coming up late in the year. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, so a great way to go out and support all these local businesses and get something fun for yourself or for a gift.
Yeah, don't worry about that last-minute shopping later on in the year and then worry about maybe not being able to get what you want. Now you can find it here early and pack it away and have your shopping done early.
Yeah.
Awesome. And the 25% discount, is that something that each store is offering?
Each store is offering one item 25% off.
Okay. So you can check with the store when you get there. Do they need to do anything special to get that discount?
Nope. There was some postcards. So if you received it, bring them in so they can kind of see or just mention the winter retail road trip while you're there. And then I would just also encourage you to check all of their hours online prior to going.
Okay. I'm guessing most of these places have websites, so you can do a little shopping ahead of time to make sure you kind of know what you're looking for?
Yeah.
Okay, very good. And I'm guessing, I kind of joked about it, but I'm guessing that was kind of the plan is it's a winter retail road trip. So the whole point is, I guess, gather up the friends and hop in the car and make that trip, right?
Yeah, and I think we're all ready to kind of get out, enjoy a little bit of outdoors. We've been hibernating a little bit. And so we thought this would be a fun way to get out with your friends and girlfriends and go have a small road trip.
Yeah, we absolutely have been doing a little hibernating over the last couple of years, haven't we? Yeah,
good. We have.
Good to get out and socialize.
And all these businesses would be so appreciative just to see a lot of faces.
Oh, no doubt. No, I'm sure you've heard some stories over the last couple of years of how some of the shutdowns and slowdowns and supply chain issues have affected some of these different businesses.
It's really impacted small businesses across the entire country.
Well,
so this is a great way to just get out and support those who are here, and we just want to show the love and support them.
Yeah, we can only do as much as we can do, and that's one of the things that we can do for them is to get out and help to support them there too. Now, you mentioned we do have a few food things on here too, but you mentioned some restaurants and things along the way. So will a lot of these restaurants and some of the smaller communities that we see that will be hit here, they'll be open on this weekend?
Most of the restaurants will be available also, yes.
All right, because we got to have that food.
Absolutely, and there's great stops, you know, to have, you could do drinks and appetizers and dessert or full meals.
Yeah, you bet. Sarah, can you talk a little bit about the impact that even something like this, it's just a couple of days, but the impact that this can have for some small local businesses?
Well, I think, you know, the impact here would be, this is normally a slow time of the month for all small, especially retailers. You know, you've had Christmas, and then a lot of people just don't go out and support these businesses. So, you know, having 10, 15, 20 people into a store, and that's a huge impact on them in a really slow time. So anything like that, because we want to keep these businesses here for all of our communities.
Well, in addition to some of the other advantages that, say, for example, big box stores have, is, you know, they have so much they can put into websites and things like that. And, you know, some folks have gotten used to, especially in the wintertime when it might be a little harder to get out, to just sit down and kind of let your fingers do all the shopping. And, you know, that has a direct effect on the local businesses that are trying to help pay the taxes and pay for schools and, you know, fire and police support and all those kinds of things. And we need to keep that money rolling here locally.
Right, and any purchase at any of these is going to impact everyone that lives in that county based on, you know, the sales tax. So that is a big impact for everybody.
Absolutely. All right, very good. Well, again, that winter retail road trip around the area in Audubon County area is Audubon, Exira, Elkhorn, Manning, and we've got a Hamlin location in there as well for you. That's this weekend. It's February 25th and 26th, so get those folks together. Enjoy as many of those 12 stops as you can, and we hope folks get out and enjoy maybe a little lunch or a little dinner along with that as well when they're out there. And again, Sarah, just one last time, can you cover some of those locations you'll be traveling to?
We have Molly's, Present Company, Bakery on Broadway, Quilts and Things of Audubon, Vintage Pearl Apparel, Farmhouse Fashions, Studio Samantha, Danish Windmill, The Nest Egg, Log Cabin Quilting, The Marketplace, and Christina Flowers.
And don't forget to ask for that 25% off any one item when you hit into any of those stores during this promotion, because they'd be happy to see your face in there and happy to give you a little extra. Very good.
Yeah.
Sarah, thank you so much. Appreciate it, and keep up the good work. I know it's not always easy in small communities to be able to put some exciting things together. It's nice to see some activity here.
Well, we're happy to help, and we hope to see you out on the trail.